for some help on this one. Electronic devices, sound recording devices. Joan, good evening. Hello, Joan.
Oh, hello. Hey, I've just turned on and I heard some mention of some ominous food act or something. What is it?
That's right. It's called the Food Bill at the moment, but it plans to become the Food Act.
And
what that will do is it will make it illegal for you to swap food with your neighbours. For example, if they bring if you have potatoes and they have eggs and you want to swap them, it'll stop you from doing that. It'll stop you from swapping seeds. So if you swap seeds with people, you've got tomato seeds, and you swap them with other people who've got tomato seeds.
Is it this year?
It's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I said I did just that this
Well, exactly.
Season.
You know, all of us do. All of us that are the enthusiastic gardeners.
Yes.
It'll stop you having, I mean, if you have a potluck dinner in your street with your neighbours, it'll stop that.
Will it? Because they might bring food.
They will bring food if it's a potluck dinner, and by sharing food with other people, it will be illegal under this new act.
Now, what's behind it? Big supermarkets don't want
International food companies don't want competition.
Well,
it's all part of this Trans-Pacific free trade agreement that the government wants us to have with the Americans, and the Americans are enforcing this on us.
Oh, does this happen in America?
Yes.
We are mad.
We are mad, but that's what's going to happen.
It's like this bring a plate, you're not allowed to do it anymore. It's an old New Zealand custom.
That's right. You won't be able to bring a plate. Bring a plate's gone.
We still do it.
Well, exactly. But what the new act will bring to you, for example, I'm reading from the act from the bill at the moment.
Yeah.
The power to enter without a search warrant. A food safety officer, and remember, a food safety officer is not like a policeman, hasn't qualified, hasn't got a warrant from the government, hasn't been trained, could be somebody off the street, could be somebody who works for one of the big American food companies, could be a security guard. Who's just a bozo with a uniform. A food safety officer may enter a place described in subsection 2 without a search warrant and may use any force that is reasonable for the purposes of entry and search. The specific place could be a dwelling house or a marae.
This will make us all selfish pigs. We just won't share or anything.
It'll mean somebody can turn up with a gun and push his way into your house without a search warrant and say they're looking for your potato peeler and push you around, and you have got no comeback under the law.
And how can he prove I gave a... Well, this
he doesn't have
giving
to.
Cabbages away, right, left and centre.
He doesn't have to.
Doesn't he? Just say it.
Yes.
So he can frame us.
Absolutely.
This is desperate.
As I said before, it is the most draconian piece of legislation I have ever seen before in New Zealand Parliament outside of wartime.
And this is our wonderful old Keys.
This is our government, the government of aspiration, I think he calls himself.
Oh, this is a worry.
This is a serious
terrifying.
Worry. Yeah, it's
and
awful.
What can we do? Guy Fawkes all over again?
Well, that's one option.
Yeah, what can we do?
Well, what you can do is you can ring your local MP and make sure that none of the other parties support it. And if your local MP's national, make sure they don't support it.
National, do
well, just make it very clear to them. He won't get in next time. Because if their seat's at risk, they think it'll go away before the next election, but it won't. I promise you, this is the thin edge of a very nasty wedge.
Oh, it makes me all of a flutter.
Look, there's a video on Facebook at the moment. Mm-hmm. Oh, not on Facebook, on YouTube. There's a video on YouTube of armed food safety officers seizing illegal organic milk in a shop in California.
Yeah,
and they're armed, and they're coming in like they found Osama bin Laden.
And it's just pure milk.
And there's these two guys standing there with their aprons on, wanting to serve people peanuts and milk and whatever. Yeah. And these guys come in with guns up against the wall, smash open the fridge, take the milk. It's just amazing.
Oh, this is terrifying. Talk about Russia and Korea
It's Stalinism, but it's not in the name of government. It's in the name of big business.
Of course it is, and the government goes along with it.
Exactly. And that's what's going on.
Oh, All right. Thank you very much, Keith. We must all rally.
I think we must.
Gird our loins.
Absolutely. Get out there. Throw pumpkins at them.
Right.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joan.
Okay, bye.
See you later. Bye. 0800 723 465. Patricia, good afternoon.
I feel almost too sick to talk to you about this.
It's frightening, isn't it?
Who is proposing this bill?
It's being proposed by the Minister of Food Safety.
And who is that?
Kate Wilkinson.
Food safety?
That's what it's all about. They're saying they're doing it for food safety. Why should... I don't know why food safety officers have to be armed. The last time I saw anything deadly in the food business, it was a bacteria that wouldn't be harmed by firing a bullet at it. You know, it's just bizarre. Absolutely.
We'll be so safe we won't exist.
That's right.
And what about all the seed companies and what about the organic seed companies, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, so long as they're registered and I would say have a head office in Boston or Connecticut or San Francisco, they'll
never
be okay.
Never mind the US. What about here?
The same thing here. This is all about what the Americans are forcing on us for this free trade agreement. Free trade means that we're not allowed to have free trade.
I thought America was for freedom, not dictatorship.
Absolutely not. Never has been, never will be.
I feel sick.
That's the spin. But they're not interested in freedom. Certainly not freedom for anybody but themselves. Freedom to make large profits for their big corporations. You know, in America, if seed from blows onto your property and grows on your property, and it's the seed that is registered to Monsanto, the biggest seed company in the world, Monsanto will prosecute you for stealing the seed.
Well, I know a guy in Canada was prosecuted.
That's right.
Because their GM seed blew onto his property.
That's right.
He tried to sue them. Instead of that, they sued him for having his seed.
That's right. And that's now happened a number of times, and that will happen in New Zealand.
I hope it never will.
Well,
I can't see New Zealanders sitting down and take... And what about the Maoris? Believe you me, I hope that S-stirrer from up north gets his paddle out and comes down here and starts stirring.
Well, so do I. You'll know he'll stand up against it. What other politicians will? This is a big moment, I think, for the new Labor leader. Will he stand against this, or will he join the free trade, the World Trade Organization deal, and say, no, we have to do this to be friendly with everybody in the world?
I knew as soon as dear old Helen got that free trade agreement with China, if there's anything with a Chinese label of any kind on it in the supermarket, I will not buy it.
Well, you don't.
I've been to China, and I don't want to criticise the Chinese. And that's another thing. I'm sick of being politically correct. China is a filthy country.
Well, put it this way: if you're buying Watties, bet you're buying Chinese.
I'm looking at what's on the label, and I do not like labels that say made from. Local and imported.
That's right.
What is the percentage, and where is the import coming from?
Oh, they don't. They won't. They don't want to tell you that.
Yes. Well, New Zealand is already doing that.
That's right.
Damn nerve. Excuse my French.
And that's the problem we have. This is the problem we have. And when you say New Zealanders won't let this happen, you know how much time we've got before it actually starts happening. The 5th of January.
The what of January?
4 days' time.
What?
We have time to respond in 4 days before this goes before Parliament again.
How often are you going to be on the radio during the day? And I hope you've got your paddle out and you're waving
my paddle
around
well
madly.
Out. It took me a long time. I have to admit, I've been a bit slack on this. I've been reading it and 99% of it is perfectly reasonable. And I was looking through it and thinking, well, and then it went to the select committee and a number of people have been talking to me about it. And I said, look, it'll go to the select committee. They won't leave these things in there because New Zealanders just won't wear it.
Where do you get a copy of it?
It's on a website. You go to the government legislation website and it'll be there.
What do you, I'm an old lady and I can't do that computer stuff.
Well, if you go to your library and ask them you want to go and have a look at legislation on the computer, and they'll find it for you. Tell them what you're looking for, and they should find it for you.
And I asked for the food bill.
And you want the food bill. It's called the Food Bill 160-2.
160-2.
It's huge. It took me most of the Christmas holidays to read it properly.
That's what they're banking on, I suppose.
That's exactly what they're banking on. and all these little bits. And this is, I think this is, I'm terrified to look at this, and I can see that anybody can be a food safety officer. They can be armed if they want to be. They are allowed to carry anything they deem appropriate.
In other words, you can have the local gang coming in and beating the hell out of you.
Absolutely. And they can't be prosecuted.
Is Sue Kedgley out of Parliament now?
She is, yep.
Damn.
But she was very, very vociferous against the food bill before the first reading. The other interesting thing from the first reading, this is what got me going, was it came back with all the things in it that I thought were dangerous. They haven't been taken out.
How come all this hasn't been in big headlines in the paper?
I think you can answer that as well as I can.
Well, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but that's what it sounds like.
Absolutely, that's what's going on. They don't want you to know about the Food Act. The Food Act is in the best interests of international organisations. Who owns New Zealand's media?
Look, all I can see is civil war if neighbours can't pass an apple over the fence or something.
Well, that's dead right. I think they're really eroding the fundamentals of New Zealand way of life here, and I think they should be damn well ashamed of themselves.
I'll change my vote to the Mana Party as long as Honey stands up on his hind legs and starts screaming.
Oh, I think you might find he will on this one.
Good.
I think you might find he will. Thanks, Patricia. Talk to you again soon. But you go and have a look at the Act, and if you want to, the same thing, you can sign a petition before Wednesday that will go. There's 35,000 people have signed it already.
Well, I'll try.
The petition's
I've got to get access to a computer.
Just go to the library. They've got computers you can use.
Good.
Just go to your local library. So I want to use the computer, and I want to sign a petition, and it's in petitions.com.
Believe you me, you've scared the hell out of me, and I hope you're scaring the hell out of everybody else.
Well, so do I, because we need to do something about it, Patricia. We really do, as soon as possible.
Oh my, I feel ill. I really feel ill.
And forget about sharing jam you make with your friends or pickles or anything like that. No chance of that.
I'm a diabetic.
They'll come and arrest you. Well, they'll probably arrest you for being a diabetic if you're not careful.
Oh, dear, you've got to laugh. Oh, no.
That's all you can do. And as somebody said to me last night, they wouldn't do anything that stupid. And I pointed out that the US Congress, just a couple of months ago, passed a law saying that pizza is a vegetable.
Yes, because they're going to have to define vegetables, aren't they?
Well, we all know what a vegetable is.
We don't, because some vegetables are actually fruit.
Right.
Or rather, we call them
fruit. But you know why they've called it a vegetable?
Because
because the big corporations in America, because they changed the law so they can't give kids unhealthy food with their school lunches. And so they changed the law so that they couldn't give them unhealthy food. So the big corporations spent $50 million on lobbying the US Congress, and US Congress passed a law saying that pizza was a vegetable, therefore it was healthy, therefore these people could sell it to schools who pay for it with public money. So it was just a con. It was just a way of screwing money out of the government. It was just
screwing us too.
Absolutely.
You know, you've actually got me shaking.
Good. We need to be shaking about this, because I think this attack on our food is serious.
It's past serious, but we'll be running around with 666 on our foreheads next, or a little chip in the back of your neck.
Well, the little chips, I think they're coming. They got them for the dogs already, and these handy little guns.
Yes, I know, my dog's got one.
Yes, so's mine. I shouldn't talk. But I don't worry sheep.
Oh, mine's too little, it's a chihuahua.
They might be small sheep, Patricia.
Oh, beg your pardon?
You might worry small sheep. Your chihuahua. You're going to have a cup of tea, Patricia, because you need it after that conversation we just had. 0800 723 465. Time for an ad break. I will be back shortly.